It's really a pleasure to see each and every one of you today. Thank you for being here. So, have you ever been in a big city park where they have a horse and buggy ride? You may have noticed that the horses have blinders on. This is so they don't get spooked easily. But a well-trained horse, like the one a policeman might ride to manage crowds, traffic, not easily spooked. Our minds are like this. We have self-imposed blinders on, so we don't get spooked. So what happens to that poor horse when a dog comes chasing up behind it, bites it on the ass, doesn't know it until the dog's already bit it? Where the well-trained horse sees the dog coming, and one swift, properly placed kick with the back hoof, and the dog no longer will bother that horse. So I would like to talk a little bit about this self-inflicted blinders. We say that Zen is about getting to know ourselves. So part of this, we can call it a process. It's actually a letting go. There's no process, actually. It's a discovery of what's real and what's not. So when we're in nature, it's really a good idea to not have any blinders on. Because as we know, there are all kinds of dangers in nature, minor and major. Could be a bug, could be a fire ant. Last Saturday, Charlene had her annual picnic at Oscar Scheer for the deaf community. So she was up on the stage and having a little chat, and all these people were seating in front of the stage, all in chairs and sitting around on picnic tables. And this is at Oscar Scheer. And it's all grass, it's open. And a black snake comes along about 4 or 5 feet long and slithers right in between everybody's feet, between their chairs, and goes out underneath the stage and out into the woods the other direction. Most people never even saw the black snake as it crawled right between their toes. So how often in our lives do we not see the black snake? From the horse's point of view that is well trained, there's nothing there to be afraid of. It's just the snake, you see. But because you have blinders on you, because you have built up an idea of what a snake represents to you in your mind. And what is that? It's blinders, because it's not real. It's your fear being expressed about something that you don't understand, don't know. A well-trained horse understands. That's what we talk about when we say wisdom. Wisdom is, ultimate understanding, not intellectual understanding, not the kind of understanding that you have learned. It's different. It's observational. It's clear, just like space. Here it is. So these blinders that we put on, it can be very simple. We seem to have a direction in things, or a lack of direction in our lives. We don't know what's next. We have these blinders on, so we can't see what's next. So what are these blinders? I've referred to them as another analogy that I use is the backpack. We carry this burden around with us, which is our past experiences, our attitudes, our thoughts, all these things that we carry. There comes a point in our practice where we can put the backpack down. We can pick it up when we need it. We can look it inside it and see the contents without being attached to them, without making them into something that we have to carry around with us. Comes another point, just like the boat crossing the river. Once we've gotten to the other shore, we no longer need the boat. Same with the backpack. There comes a point in our practice, it's empty. There's nothing in it. We don't need it anymore. As we travel our lives, as we have this adventure we call our lives, we should keep in mind when we're feeling limited, or we're feeling like there isn't an alternative, there isn't something that we can do or that we want to do or are able to do, to just recognize that that's the blinders. Because there is always a whole universe awaiting our awakened view without the blinders. Oh, does that work for you? How's that?
Yeah. Yes, most definitely.
Okay. So sometimes it's appropriate. And for that horse in that setting, it's appropriate because the horse isn't intelligent enough to have that experience without being spooked and putting itself in danger and whoever else it's riding with it. So in a sense, just to take it a little bit further, when you look at the world of religion, in a sense, that's what religion is.
I watch a lot of YouTube on different topics and stuff because I like my knowledge in a lot of things are just like so very low, and especially history and religion and those things. It's like, and so these days they're just like, so YouTube is wonderful for those things. So I was watching something, and I guess it was on the guy who wrote the God Delusion, and he also wrote Selfish Gene.
Richard Dawkins.
Yes. And so, like, this was, I think, a religious group, you know, people were sort of interviewing him, refuting, you know, his idea about God delusion and all that. And so this interviewer was saying something like, so, you know, you're saying you deny religion or something like that. And then he's, or something like, oh, you, so you're saying religion is evil. And he was saying, no, I never said that. And then he said, I guess in the book, what I said was that sort of like people having the belief about the religion, that's what's evil kind of way. And so I was having the conversation with Ryan, my husband, and he was like, but isn't that what religion is? Like, you know, having that belief about this being or things like that. And then in my mind, I was like, that belief is what people create about this being or whatever
yes.
It is.
Yes, so the self-inflicted blinders, it's another way of protecting oneself from the unknown, from the thing that we can't understand, from that which we don't have control over. So in order to get some control, we put the blinders on. And we don't actually have any control. I mean, Buddha never talked about God. Where are you coming from? What is your understanding, you know? Are you a horse with blinders on, or are you a well-trained horse? It's up to you. The Eightfold Path, all of those things are expedient means, ways to cross the river, right? But once we have the wisdom and the understanding, we're free, we're liberated. Then we can live and contribute in ways they're unspeakable. They're not even in the realm of being able to intellectualize them. What is life? What is life? Are you in control of life?
If I may.
Yes.
It's really interesting subject matter. Yesterday, actually, I saw a very large horse at UTC with blinders on. Just yesterday, early evening.
Yes.
That's interesting that you bring that up. And I was admiring this horse because it was so huge. It was big. I don't really think that it was a Clydesdale, but it was a really big horse.
Yes.
But the blinder and that metaphor is really strong. And, you know, there's the physical, you know, flap blinder on the side of a horse's face.
Yeah.
But so that's like a physical representation of actual blinders. And then there's, you know, like in, with the matter of religion, you know, religion is man-made, just like language. You know, language came out of our human existence, you know, ways to organize
yes.
our perception of. So, you know, you can have that argument about any religion, regardless of specifics. You know, it's all been written down. We've all studied it, or we've studied different religions at different times. And the metaphor of blinders can occupy so many subtler levels up and down any scale whatsoever, because a lot of things that we find to be really good things or can also be like blinders in a way. You know, like you fall in love and, you know, you automatically have blinders on to every sensible thing in existence, because this is
right.
You know, that's that. It's an interesting contemplation on many different levels, big and small. You know, like on a daily basis, we can, you know, we're here, like we're asking the question, you know, what is this life? So look really closely, as much as possible, without judgment, at what we're doing, how we're thinking, what's going through our minds, what's not going through our minds, and on so many small levels, on a daily basis, there are these little indications of blinders.
Yeah,
that I want to do this, but I don't want to do that.
Yeah,
and the reasoning for it, and you know, it's astonishing. So,
right,
so many reasons.
Very good. That's it. Very good. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The challenging thing about that, I keep asking myself this. Yes, we get tunnel vision, and that's why we block all these things out. Your religion, you choose one God, you choose to follow what he says, or you fall in love and you forget about the world because you're chasing that high of the love. And in your everyday life, you know, that snake, how do you balance focusing and taking in what you should take in? Because he said the tunnel vision is good at times. So how do you balance that awareness while using your tools?
Non-attachment. Because of our conceptual mind, and we go there instead of just being present. And when we're caught up in that conceptual trying to understand it, then we're not really experiencing it anymore.
Yeah, so this is a really good subject. But so I can kind of, you know, myself take the term blinders and use equally the term ignorance in a way.
Yeah.
And I mean, so what we often hear in psychology is payoff. You know, what is the payoff?
Mm-hmm.
So say someone has some negative behaviors or something like that that caused them lots of pain and suffering, but they still continue to do it. And they're like, help me. I want a better life and all this kind of stuff. But the ignorance is that they don't understand what the payoff is behind their behaviors. And exactly. That's where you go to find the resolution to all this stuff. So the blinders are like, they're there for a very good purpose.
Yes.
A very clear purpose.
Yes. The
purpose is to avoid what is dark.
Yeah.
Or to avoid what is inconvenient or painful or whatever. And so the removal of these things sheds light on everything, right? So that's the whole thing here, isn't it? You know, the yin yang.
Yeah.
They work together, so we can see things as a wholesome, the whole thing. So I think this is what we're, scared of. I do this all the time.
Right.
Yeah, you can't yank your blinders off or yank somebody else's blinders off.
No, you can't.
Like you said, like Nick just said, it's there for a reason. It's there for a reason. So you understand the reason and feel the need, figure out the need that's being met.
Or realize you don't have a need. My root teacher used to say the thing about desire. He said, there's nothing wrong with desire. It's the attachment to it. It's such a fine line difference. Because the attachment to it, that's not recognizing what the payoff is. When there's no payoff, it's a whole different experience.
I think with that snake sort of story as well, I think, you know, one thing is that people didn't realize that there were snakes. But even if somebody had realized it, if they can just observe it and just watch it be, there wouldn't have been any problem. I think that people start reacting to it. Could be bees, it could be, you know, snakes, but that's when you get the reaction back from it. Or
yes, yes. Anything else? Are we done? Okay.